Good morning. Happy Easter. I'm John Gentry. It's my pleasure to welcome you this morning to this beautiful service. Beautiful day for a great purpose. If we have any visitors here today, we certainly welcome you too. We have two different services that, if you're not aware of, if you're a first-time visitor here, we have another service, the non-traditional service in the WAC as we right now, and at 8:30 in the morning, 8:30. I don't go to that service, so we have a non-traditional service also. So you're welcome to join any of those. Have a few announcements. First of all, we have a fellowship dinner this Wednesday at 5:45 in the Wilson Activity Center. Everybody's invited. Corky's will be bringing us fried chicken and all the goodies with that. Adults is $8 and the kids are $5, and we certainly hope to see you there. That's a fun event. Next Sunday, April 30th, is Senior Sunday. So we want to encourage everyone to write something encouraging in their journals in the WAC. Our seniors are Nicole Melton, Stephen Metzler, Annie Berry, and Lauren Atar. Our new member luncheon will also be next Sunday in the warehouse next to the WAC. All of those have joined Asbury in the last few months are invited to come. We'll eat catfish, provided being catered. So that'll be another fun event. You know, we eat good here, don't we? Yes, sir. Next Sunday, the United Methodist Women will be leading our services, so you don't want to miss that. So at this time, we invite you to greet your neighbor and pass the peace of Christ.
Thank you.
Now, please stand for the processional hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, on page 302. Remain standing for our affirmation of faith from 1 Corinthians in your bulletin. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the woman, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God.
How is everybody this morning? And how are you? What is the special day that we are celebrating today? Anybody got a guess? Easter! Yes! Now, I got a question for you. What is this? Did you get to hunt Easter eggs? Well, I got a question. What do you usually find in this? Birds. I'm not sure there's a bird in here.
Candy.
Candy. Anybody else?
Chicks.
Oh, we got to get over here. And what'd you
say? Money.
Money, 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 money.
Slime.
Slime. I want to see the mom that is now lowering her head. Well, I'm going to show you what is in mine. Guess? It's empty. That's not fair, is it? It's empty. Why is it empty? I've got to get over here. Why?
The tune is empty.
Yay. And that from the little bow on the front row. Well, today's lesson is about surprises. And it's kind of a surprise. It was empty, right? You know, when Jesus was buried on Friday, we celebrated Good Friday, and she's coming back. And then what happened on Easter morning? When Mary, he arose from the dead. When Mary and Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, they found it empty, right? Because they went there expecting to find Jesus' body, didn't they? And they took spices, much like today, when we go to a grave, we take flowers out of respect and love, don't we? Well, that's what they were doing, is they, out of respect and love for their Lord, that they were taking spices to anoint Jesus' body. But then he wasn't there. And as soon as they saw that the tomb was empty, all of a sudden there was an angel standing on top of the stone that said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" That angel was telling them that Jesus was alive and he was not dead. And then he went on further. The angel told them he has risen just like he said he would. And that's why today when we greet people on Easter morning, we say, "He has risen," and then they say in response, what do they say? They say this, "He has risen.
He has risen indeed."
So Christ is alive, and he is not dead. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you that you loved us so much, that you overcame death, that you raised your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead, that we can have a personal relationship with you. We can't say we love you enough, and nothing that we can do can come close to your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all so much. Let's give them a hand again.
Please keep the following in your prayers and your thoughts, please. Dorothy King, Mary Jane Patton, and Marion Mattson. Let us pray. Lord, what a blessing you are to our lives. Your resurrection defeats sin and death. Your reign is one of love, peace, hope, joy, laughter, and serenity. You are worthy of all praise and honor. You give renewed life to those that are without hope and feel they are in despair. You offer redemption to us, that by your grace, our sins can be forgiven and we can live anew. You are what brings meaning and purpose to our lives. Help us to live each day as if you had been resurrected that morning. This world needs your disciples, too passionate, dedicated, and driven to be your hand of feet. And by your grace, the world will be transformed into your kingdom built on love and eternal life. Where we see the seeds of death, may we tear it out and plant your seeds of growth. And beauty that bursts forth like an Easter lily in the sow. And now we say the prayer the Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Hallelujah.
Now let us bless our morning offering. Most generous God, you made us in your image, you breathe into us life, and you offer us the gift of eternal life. We know that the things of this world will pass away, and what you value is the giving of our lives to you in surrender. May giving to you reach every aspect of our lives, so that we live with humility and generosity. Amen. Remain standing for our hymn of meditation, He Lives, on page 310.
Amen. Won't you be seated? And haven't we been blessed today with beautiful, fabulous music? Thank you so much for all of your hard work. And every Easter, it has to be done. I say Christ is risen, and you all say Christ is risen indeed. Are you ready? Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We now turn to our scripture passage, which comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message to you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I remember when I was little, every time I would take a bath, and lots of children do this, they will dunk their heads under the water. And I remember every time I did that, the sounds outside of the water seemed farther away, and everything seemed to quiet down. And there were some times where I could even hear my own heartbeat. So I wonder this morning, what did Jesus first hear when he arose from the dead? Was it the guards mumbling outside the tomb? Perhaps birds chirping and singing close by? Or maybe he heard his own breathing. When we breathe, we have life. When we cannot breathe, we cannot live. So I invite you to breathe through your nose, breathe in, and then breathe out of your mouth. And as you breathe in your nose, think to yourself, "Christ is risen." And as you breathe out, "Christ is risen indeed." Breath is what we need. And in fact, what was given to us for life. In Genesis, we know that God breathed life into Adam and Eve, and they became alive. And that sure breath of God still lives with us and makes us whole. Breathing. Every time we have stress or anxiety or we're in a rush, our breathing may become labored. Or if our body isn't functioning like normal, or we are expending a lot of energy, our breathing may be heavy and hurried. In fact, sadly and horrifically, not too long ago, we saw men, women, and children in Syria gassed, where they literally could not breathe. I remember when I went on a ski trip with my youth group, first time ever. And it was an exciting trip, and about 2% of the time I was standing up as I came down the mountain. It was a great time. I also remember that after a long day of skiing, I was more exhausted than I thought I would ever be. And the reason was because in the mountains, the altitude changes, your breathing changes, your functions of your body change. When we go up in the mountains, sometimes that can affect who we are. When we face mountains, sometimes they can be daunting. In Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech of I Have a Dream, he talked about how the faithful, striving so hard with great energy and passion, had hewed out of a mountain of despair a stone of hope. Out of the mountain of despair of racism, fear, hatred, and violence and injustice, there was a stone of hope that emerged out of that and brought about equality and justice. I remember a significant moment in my life when I went to Birmingham, Alabama on a trip in college. And it was there that I went into the 16th Street Baptist Church and walked around Kelly Ingram Park. And at the 16th Street Baptist Church, that's where a church bombing took place and four little black girls were killed in a horrific terrorist attack. And the park close by, that's where teenagers had dogs attack them and water cannons pierce and flow against them. And it was these two events involving children, that woke the nation and brought forth a stone of hope. I'm continually amazed by a young girl named Malala. Maybe you know her name. But when she was 15 years old, she and her family were advocating for education in Afghanistan. And when she was on a bus, the Taliban boarded it and they shot her in the head. A miracle happened and she survived. And out of the mountain of despair that could have been fear, horror, guilt and resentment and pain and grief and sorrow, she took that, and there was a stone of hope made out of that in the form of her advocating even more fiercely for the rights of education to women and young girls. Out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope. Breathe in. Breathe out. Easter Sunday, no one really thought anything special was going to happen. They really thought Jesus was dead. The disciples were in immense grief, guilt, and hurt, having abandoned their Lord at his need. Perhaps they were filled with disappointment and confusion with what really happened, and their Lord and teacher is gone. A mountain of despair. A mountain of all of their hard work seemingly burned to ashes. But Jesus rose that day. And Jesus, the eternal stone of hope, the foundation we can always depend upon, the solid ground that will always give us support, rose and spoke to them and to generations to now that Christ is risen. Many of us are dealing with our own mountains of despair. Perhaps it's a mountain of despair concerning money and debt. Perhaps it's a mountain of despair dealing with depression or loneliness. Or a mountain of despair feeling lost in the world, not knowing your purpose. Or a mountain of despair that you or a loved one is suffering through an illness and disease and not sure where the end is. Those everyday mountains of despair weigh us down. But Jesus is the stone of hope that came out of the mountain of death and sin. Jesus transforms the whole story, turns it upside down. And we see the truth Jesus proclaimed to us as he lived and taught among the people. The truth that God's Spirit is with us. You know, when Jesus met the disciples in the Gospel of John, he breathed on them the Holy Spirit, giving them the gifts, fruits, wisdom, and support they would need and that we have today. We know around our world it seems chaotic. Seems like every right we should be fearful, uncertain. But our certainty is built upon the stone of hope of Jesus Christ. And it is today that we breathe in through our nose, Christ is risen. And we breathe out of our mouth, Christ is risen indeed. And we go out and we make sure that we are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And we go to work. We go to tear down the mountains, to scrape away stones of hope all across this world. And don't anyone ever tell you that you cannot do it. God has given you the Holy Spirit, and God's grace has equipped you for this task. The disciples were still a little uncertain, even though they saw the risen Lord. And in the Gospel of Luke, he has them look at the hands and feet to see the truth. Paul saw the truth. The early church saw the truth. People martyred throughout the generations knew the truth. The truth is before you. Life has defeated death. Now it is our task to take that into the depths of our soul and live it out. So Christ is risen. Oh, come on. Y'all were so close. Christ is risen. And we live it out and we breathe it in and out. And my task and challenge for you each and every day, whether it's in the morning or before you go to bed, focus for a short amount of time on your breathing. Listen to how you breathe in and out, and know that Jesus is alive and within you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Let us be standing as we sing our closing hymn, Easter People, Raise Your Voices, page 304. We're so thrilled you've joined us this morning. If you want a time of prayer to join the life of our church or reaffirm your faith, you're welcome to the front at this time. Risen. Oh, y'all are excellent. You got it. Now go and live it out in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.